Tacoma voters have voted against the tax on the city utility companies that could have led to higher utility rates. The tax revenue would have gone to fix potholes and unsafe road conditions in Tacoma. So now what? Curtis Kingsolver is going to have to solve that. Curtis is the Public Works Director for the City of Tacoma. Curtis, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon.
So how bad are the roads and infrastructure in Tacoma?
They're pretty bad. We are, I'd venture a guess, we're probably one of the worst in the state.
How do you notice it if you're driving around Tacoma? What do you see as Public Works Director about the roads that indicates a lack of maintenance?
Well, it's pretty easy to see. It's mostly just potholes. But as you drive around, you can feel it everywhere you go.
What will you do now that you're not going to be getting this money that I understand would have gone to help fix that?
Well, you know, we got to regroup. I think the citizens of Tacoma deserve good roads, and so we're going to have to come up with some other options. Unfortunately, at the local level, there's not a lot to choose from.
Yeah, this ballot measure, as I understand it, was not a last-minute thing. It came out of a two-year study by citizen volunteers. Was there a plan B, or is there a plan B?
Well, I'd love to tell you there's a solid plan B, and we don't. You know, I think really the best thing we can do is go back to the legislature and try to get a street maintenance utility for a city. We don't have the ability to do so now, but that would probably be the best thing we could ask for.
What's your sense of why this tax measure failed to help fix and repair the roads? Why didn't people go for it?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that. I think there's a lot of fear of what it was really going to be, or what it was what was being told it was going to be versus what it really was. And you know, at the end of the day, we wanted the voters to have a chance to vote. They did, and they turned it down. So we have an obligation to look somewhere else.
Where was the disconnect between what people were told it was going to be and what it really was?
Well, I just think that people weren't convinced that it was really going to be just $5 or less more a month. There was a real disconnect between why we would ask for utility money to pay for roads when it's actually already exists. The money we collect currently goes to roads. So I wish I knew the answer to that. I think we'd have done a lot better if we'd have known that, but unfortunately it didn't work.
You know, I can recollect that not that long ago, folks down in Tacoma and Pierce County also voted on a tax measure for buses and transit. It also got voted down. It seems like there's a reluctance for people to approve more money for transportation and roads.
Yeah, I think you're right, and hopefully that'll change fairly soon. I mean, we really have a need for both, and but like I said, I think the citizens of Tacoma deserve better roads, and I'm going to try and find a way to make that happen.
People drive in cars and hit potholes and their cars get damaged, I know in some cities they go back and they sue the city for it, and they're able to get some kind of a settlement from the city. Is that happening in Tacoma?
Oh, yeah. We get quite a few claims for pothole damage, and we do pay some of them out, not always. But, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to go that route and that, you know, people have to drive on roads or in just such disrepair.
Have you done a tally of that? Like, how much is it costing the city of Tacoma to pay out those claims of cars damaged because the potholes don't get fixed?
You know, I don't have an answer readily available, but I know we pay out quite a bit.
Curtis Kingsolver, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Curtis Kingsolver is the Public Works Director for the City of Tacoma, and today he's trying to figure out what to do to fix those potholes in Tacoma. It's been an ongoing problem, making for unsafe road conditions so bad that people have had their cars dinged up and sued the city for it. Tacoma voters voted down a tax on city utility companies that would have gone to help pay for that. People were concerned about that leading to higher utility rates.